Good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan to roll here on Public Radio KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys are celebrating their 25th anniversary. There'll be two special concerts as part of the Louisiana Crossroads series taking place this week at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the James Munkus Theater. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys bringing all of their friends, past members, current members, who knows, maybe future members. It'll be a big celebration happening this weekend. We're going to be talking to Steve Riley and David Greeley in just a few minutes. We're going to start off with a new record by Zachary Richard. This is his brand new album that hasn't seen a U.S. release date as of yet. It's called J'aime la vie. This is the title track as we begin this caravan.
Je m'appelle Emile et je suis un petit garçon. J'aime mes amis et d'aller à l'école. Des fois je suis ému en pensant à la vie. J'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. J'aime les arbres. J'aime les fleurs, j'aime les cailloux et les boîtes en carton, parce que je peux me cacher dedans. J'aime la vie, toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie, toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie, toutes les créatures. Enfants handicapés, ils sont dans mon école. Ce n'est pas parce qu'ils sont handicapés qu'on ne peut pas les aimer. J'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. Créature, j'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. J'aime la vie et toutes les
par rapport à toi, belle. Si j'ai une belle ici, belle, c'est par rapport à toi, belle. C'est par rapport à toi. J'ai pris si cher ici, belle, pour mon olé Texas, belle. J'ai pris si cher ici, belle, pour mon olé Texas, belle. Pour mon olé Texas. Il y avait juste trois jours, belle, que moi j'étais là-bas, belle. J'ai su naître toi, belle, que toi t'es bien malade, belle, que toi t'es bien malade. t'es bien malade, belle, on doit aussi de mourir, belle. Que toi t'es bien malade, belle, on doit aussi de mourir, belle, on doit aussi de mourir. J'ai pris ce char encore, belle, pour m'en donner à toi, belle. J'ai pris ce char encore, belle, pour m'en donner à toi, belle, pour m'en donner à toi. Quand j'arrivais chez toi, belle, t'étais sans connaissance, belle. Quand j'arrivais chez toi, belle, t'étais sans connaissance, belle, t'étais sans connaissance. J'ai potiqué mon cheval, belle, pour te sauver la vie, belle. J'ai potiqué mon cheval, belle, pour te sauver la vie, belle, pour te sauver la vie. S'abandonner, c'est Dieu, belle, mais s'oublier, c'est l'homme, belle. S'abandonner, c'est Dieu, belle, mais s'oublier, c'est l'homme, belle. Mais s'oublier, c'est l'homme.
Sometimes she looks so far away, back to a time when she was young at play. She held this little baby mesmerized as I drifted off a dream about a place called paradise. I look out the window, man, I love the rain. I look out the window, but I know it's not the same as the picture that was painted as I sat on Mama's knee. As I look at the place where there used to be a big old tree, my Louisiana, yeah, my Louisiana. Louisiana, yeah, my Louisiana. Mama was pretty when she was young. She ran through the prairie beneath the golden sun. She rested in the shade of the big oak tree. I love those stories Mama told to me. My Louisiana, my Louisiana, my Louisiana, my Louisiana, Louisiana, hey, hey, my Louisiana.
Pine Leaf Boys here on the Caravan, talking about that Werewolf Two-Step, the Loup Garou. Before that, Basse Closs doing Ma Louisiane. They were just in the studios yesterday recording that tune and a few others that we'll be featuring in the very near future at krvs.org, where we have the local produce videos, a new one each and every Friday posted. Before that, it was Gina Forsyth doing Belle from her fine release from about 3 years ago now, Promised Land, and the brand new Zachary Richard album, J'aime la Fille. We heard the title track from that. It's 17 minutes past the hour. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan. Yes, that's right. 13 albums, 4 Grammy nominations. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys are celebrating their 25th anniversary with 2 special performances as part of the Louisiana Crossroads series that will be taking place this Thursday and Friday evening, December 12th and 13th, 7:30 p.m. both shows. Tickets are still available, and it looks like this is going to be a show not to miss. With me in the studio, I have none other than Steve Riley, David Greeley, and Gerd Vusterman of the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Welcome, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cecil.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Three great Cajun names here in the studio. Right?
Yes, especially Vusterman.
That's right.
Now, man, it's hard to believe. 25 years. In a way, it doesn't seem like, wow, 25 years. But in a way, I'm sure, Steve, it seems like, whoa, 25 years is 25 years. Sometimes it seems like a long time, as in it's just about your whole life, huh?
Yeah, it went by pretty quick, you know.
In a flash.
When you're having a lot of fun, but I definitely feel the miles at times.
you are feeling the miles, and I'm seeing you're walking a little better. You got your cane with you. What did you do about a month ago? Did you sprain your knee? What happened?
I did a split on stage, and
he had to straighten out CC Adcock on one of the shows.
Whatever, you're walking, you're coming along, man. So you know, you should be in top form this weekend for these shows. So anyway, yeah, hard to believe 25 years. Well, I don't know, where do we begin, Steve?
At the beginning,
I guess. At the beginning, yes, that's a good spot. When did someone throw an accordion in your hand, or if that indeed was the first instrument that was thrown upon you?
It was the first instrument that really intrigued me, and the first time I was captivated by the sound of the Cajun accordion was at my grandparents' house in Eunice. They had a house party when I was about 5 years old, and Marc Savoie was playing with Dennis McGee and Sadie Courville in the living room.
Whoa.
And Marc, being the big presence he is and the big, powerful, amazing player he is, I was captivated instantly and have been ever since.
Well, I don't know what it was, man. You took to it like anything. How did Dewey come into the picture? I mean, you constantly, you know, tout the greatness of Dewey as a main inspiration. How did you first encounter Dewey, since he wasn't at this particular event?
Well, my grandfather had a collection of Balfour Brothers records, and I found those when I was about 12. And started listening to him, and I loved it so much. And I begged my parents to get me an accordion for my 13th birthday. And I got a little cheap Hohner accordion, learned to play really quickly. And at age 15, I met Dewey at Tony Balfour's house for a party. And he and I hit it off. Dewey was huge to me. He was like John Lennon.
How old were you then? How old were you then?
I was 15 mm-hmm. when I met him, and that night he asked if I would be his substitute accordionist. And
the first night you met him?
First night we played some tunes and we visited and we just really hit it off. It was just great chemistry from the beginning, you know.
How long had you been playing at that point?
A couple of years.
Wow, okay.
So a few months later, he called for me to play at the Louisiana Folklife Festival in Baton Rouge with him. And Christine was on triangle. I met her for the first time. Tony Balfour was on bass, Shirley Bergeron guitar, and Western Bergeau from Eunice on drums. And it was just fantastic. You know, it was a dream come true for me, playing music with my hero at such a young age so quickly. It all happened so quickly. And a few months after that, I was in West Virginia with him playing at Davison Elkins College. They had a and they still have a Cajun week there. And Dewey was up there teaching fiddle. And so I joined him along with Rick Michaud at the end of the week. And we played some concerts and festivals and participated in some of the classes. And I played with him up until the time of his death in the early 90s.
Wow. Incredible. So you how did you hook up with this gentleman to your right, David Greeley? How did that form? I mean, tell us about the down, you know, from playing with Dewey, how did the Playboys come about?
The Playboys, a few years after I started playing with Dewey, I was 18. I was living in Baton Rouge going to LSU. I would still come home on the weekends and go to Mark Savoy's jam session in Eunice, and that's where I met David. I was right out of high school, back home for a visit. David had just moved back to Louisiana, and we were both there, discovered we both lived in Baton Rouge, and just started hanging out, playing music together immediately. And 6 months after we met, the Mamu Playboys were up and going.
Now David, what brought you to Baton Rouge? What brought you down here to Louisiana originally?
Domestic tragedy, essentially. You know, it's all good now.
Domestic tragedy, okay. Well, we won't go into that, I guess, unless you want to. But
he made the deadly mistake following a woman.
Oh, yeah. No, but David, just fill us in on a little bit of your background. I mean, you were obviously a musician before you made your way down here. What was the impetus that kind of drew you down?
Well,
this way?
I grew up in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were from somewhere else.
No, I grew up in Livingston Parish, Louisiana, within reach of WNOE. So I grew up listening to Alan Toussaint's studio and all the New Orleans funk and that stuff. And then it was also kind of a hotbed of bluegrass. So when I discovered the fiddle, I was able to move right into playing with the locals.
Were you a guitarist or what were you
doing
before
that? Oh, I tried
that?
To play guitar. I tried to play a lot of things, but I couldn't really play anything until I picked up a fiddle, and then I was just all over it. Mm-hmm. It was the best instrument in the world for me. It was easy.
Yeah, well, so you met Steve. So what was your first impressions of Steve? I mean, did he hit you as like this is going to be like, you know, one of the great Cajun accordion players, if not the greatest ever? I mean, did you kind of feel that when you first met him? You know, how young was he? What did you think of Steve, basically,
when you met him?
What were your first impressions?
I had been listening to Dewey Balfa, and his records got me obsessed with Cajun music, and my favorite accordion player that he played with was Mark Savoy. So when I heard Steve admired Mark so much and had picked up so much of Mark's style, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I said, you know, where do you live? He said Baton Rouge. I said, let's get some gigs. That's how I got started.
And who was along? Who did you employ for that first edition of the Playboys?
Well, at first I hired some good friends of mine from that area, and Steve fired them right away. And they're nice people, but, you know, they didn't know the stuff. So Steve brought some friends of his, Kevin Bearsaw and Chop Chapman, and that worked.
Chop. Oh, for Chop from Mamu.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even thought about Chop in so long. Wow. Great. So, that was the first edition of the Playboys. Steve, now tell me a little bit about what drew you to call the group the Mamu Playboys, since there were already Mamu Playboys in existence. Tell us that story.
Well, there were three of us in the band from Mamu.
Yeah.
Three out of four.
That's too many people in one band from Mamu.
Needless to say, yeah, we didn't. They didn't last long in the band. Chop played with us the first couple of years, which was great, and the first two records. And Kevin hung on a little while longer, and eventually I was the last man standing from Mamu. But Kevin Bearsaw's grandfather and father were the original Mamu Playboys. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, really nice to kind of carry on the name and the tradition that they had started.
I mean, you just said, like, I mean, was it the fact that, well, I can't think of a name, Mamou Playboy sound good, or did you just have so much reverence for the band that you just felt like, you know, I want to continue this, you know?
It was kind of a bit of both, but more the fact that we couldn't think of anything better, really.
All the food metaphors were taken, you know.
There you go. Yeah, by that time and all the I could see what was going on. So it was a good move. Well, I tell you what, before we go any further, let's play the first track from the very first album dating back to 1990, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. It was released on Rounder Records, produced by Zachary Richard. How did who came to the plate? Did Zach come to the plate, or did somebody approach him?
I think I approached him. I'd heard the work he'd done with the Michaud Brothers, and I liked what he'd done with them, and I thought that he would be a good match for us. And I wasn't all that sure who he was at the time. I later found out, but that's how we got started, Zach.
Well, there you go. Well, let's quickly listen to the first track from the first Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys album. This is La Pointe à Pain.
We'll be right back.
Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, first tune from the very first album going back to 1990, and we are celebrating 25 years of Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Again, there will be two special concerts as part of the Louisiana Crossroads series taking place this Thursday and Friday, 7:30 p.m. in the James Munkus Theater. Tickets are still available. You can go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. And again, that was a great, great tune, Steve. We've got Steve Riley along with David Greeley and Gert Vusterman of the Acadiana Center for the Arts with us in the studio. And that was just a great tune. And we were just reminiscing about the origins and beginnings of the Mamou Playboys. And it pretty much took off. Tell me about hooking up with Peter Schwartz. How did that happen, Steve?
Well, Peter and I met when we were teenagers. He was down in Louisiana studying fiddle with Dewey. He had a national fellowship to come down and study fiddle with Dewey. And Peter's father and Dewey had been friends for many years, so Peter grew up knowing Dewey, grew up knowing his music, and grew up playing with him. Even though he was from Pennsylvania.
Right.
So it just goes to show you, it's a small world, and Peter came down here. We're the same age. We met on the Mamou Mardi Gras music wagon.
Oh, well, now was he playing on the wagon, or were you playing on the wagon?
He came on the wagon. I was already on the wagon. Uh-huh. He came up, and I was like, whoa, look at this kid my age with a fiddle. Awesome. So I just sat him down next to me. I said, come sit right here. What do you know how to play? Or I said, May I, do you know the back door? And we just played a few tunes together, and he left. And I didn't know where to find him or anything, but it wasn't long before we bumped into one another again, and we've been good friends ever since. He ended up going to Harvard, so he was kind of hiding out in Boston for a few years, taking care of that. But when he graduated, he came back, joined the band as the bassist, and played fiddle as well, and sang high harmony, and managed us.
Wow. Yes, he was the manager. Now, is Peter going to be able to make it back for this?
He will be here for both nights.
That's going to be very special then. Speaking of, that's interesting that y'all met while you were on the Mamou Mardi Gras wagon. You can't be off the wagon or be on the wagon when you're on the wagon. But I can. well, I guess some can. Yes. So, yeah, you've had your time, David. But was Peter not able to hack it that first time? Because that's a chore in itself. I mean, I haven't followed the Mardi Gras since, back when DWI, Dennis Israel, was the main accordionist, and he just had the power to crank that thing out all day. That in itself, the Mamou wagon will definitely get you in shape to be a Cajun musician, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and I enjoyed jumping on it every year, you know. I was a teenager. I wasn't drinking. I was just high on the music, and the whole scene was like a hurricane going on around that wagon with all the horses and the riders and the insanity of Mamou Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and when I think of some of the people who through the years have been on that wagon, you know, there've been a lot. I remember seeing Michael Duse way back then. Didn't Tim O'Brien? I heard Tim O'Brien made the wagon one year.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah. So anyway, to get off the Mamou Mardi Gras wagon, we're talking to Steve Riley and Mamou Playboys, and through the years, I think the first album, now the first record or two, were there like more of the basic traditional songs more than originals? Were you writing very much at the beginning, Steve?
No, we were just, for the most part, covering songs from the artists that we grew up learning from, you know, the Balfour Brothers and Savoir Duse Band. And David spent a lot of time at the archives here at UL digging up some great old tunes, and we arranged those and played those. And by the third record, it started writing.
Mm. Well, and then when you did start writing, the tunes were just amazing. I think some of the melodies that you guys have put out there have just taken Cajun music to just another level. Where the earlier days they seemed more heartfelt and sort of, they just kind of grabbed you by the gut. There was a sophistication in the melodies that I think that David and Peter and yourself were bringing to it. Well, let's talk about the song La Toussaint. David, you wrote that with Peter, didn't you?
Sure did, yeah.
Now, yet the story has to go with Steve, right? Isn't this something to do with one of your relatives passing on, Steve?
Yeah, Peter was at my grandmother's funeral in Mamou, and we played songs at the church for the funeral, but we also played twin fiddles at the gravesite. And I don't think he had ever done that before, and it moved him to write this song. This song was inspired by that whole happening.
And I think it's just one of the most beautiful Cajun songs ever written. This is La Toussaint. Riley and the Mamou Playboys here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, La Toussaint. And we're talking to Steve Riley, David Greeley, here I am, and Gerd Vroosterman from the Acadiana Center for the Arts. As we prepare, it'll be happening this Thursday and Friday, 25 years of Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Gerd, we appreciate you. Who came up with that? I assume it was you and whoever was in charge of Louisiana Crossroads to to host this special event. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening at this event this weekend.
Well, we're super excited about the two nights. And actually, it was Steve coming to us with the idea. As we're developing Crossroads into a deeper, richer experience with a broadcast series looming for next year, I thought this was a great opportunity. As a matter of fact, Steve, David, and I go way back. We've done projects as far back as 2000, 2001. We did actually the first – you talked about Steve's and the Playboy's versatility and the great sort of songwriting that takes Cage music to a different level. Back in 2001, we actually were the first to work together to do this thing with the Acadiana Symphony as a fundraiser outdoors in the then budding River Ranch. So we hired a composer from Baton Rouge to arrange four or five of the tunes from I think it was Bon Rêve was out then. No, maybe it was the previous album. It was a couple of classic tunes, and we put this together. It was an eye-opener how well these fairly complex compositions actually work with an orchestra backing you up, and ever since you guys have redone this a few times, and it was just an incredible experience. So that was my introduction to working with the band. Of course, as you know, I'm a dance fanatic, so usually I'm actually dancing while they're playing. And 2 years ago, we had Steve with the band Coubillon in our All Star series at ACA, because at the time I was of the mindset that great Cajun music is usually only experienced in the context of a dance hall where you have a beer in one hand, a girl in the other, and you're on the dance floor, which is awesome, right? But I think in that context, you're probably not paying enough attention to the greatness of many of these songs. And so I felt if we change that and actually sit people down and put them in this wonderful little theater that we have available to us, it really changes the experience completely. And I think that's exactly what happened. All of a sudden, people listen to these songs as if you're discovering them for the first time, because you listen more intently. You hear all the details. You hear all the nuances of the beauty of the melodies, the words, etc.
You can actually see them playing, because now that I think about it, when you're dancing, you're kind of looking at them from chest up, you know. So sometimes right. You're not even seeing Steve's fingers playing the accordion right. On a normal dance.
It's a very different experience. It's a much more focused experience. And, you know, there's no one better way to listen to this incredible riches of music we have here. But it's a different experience. And I think it's an important thing to highlight the beauty of this music, really. And mostly it's musicians who experience the music this way, but not so much the audiences in the dance halls. So when Steve came to me, maybe six weeks, and said, you know, we have this 25th anniversary. I'd love to do a couple of shows, and I mean, this is the place to do it. And I said, deal. I mean, it's perfect. And then, of course, you know, the band started assembling this incredible guest list, and I said, well, we're in all the way. This is fabulous.
Well, tell us a little bit about, speaking of a guest list, yes, this looks rather impressive. Who's going to be joining the Playboys on stage?
All folks who have recorded with us, played in the band, recorded or produced us.
Did you ever take a tally of how many members the Playboys have had throughout the years?
I haven't, but there'll be a few on stage this week. Christine Balfa, Zachary Richard, Roddy Romero, Emma Good Young, Kelly Jones, Savoy, C.C. Adcock, Zachary Richard, did I say Zachary?
Yep.
David Greeley. Peter Schwarz.
Zachary Richard.
Can't
say his name too much. So, yeah, that is going to be something. Now,
Sonny Landreth.
Sonny Landreth, yeah.
Zachary Richard.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, everyone will be in attendance. It looks like, is there going to be anybody left in the audience?
I heard Eric Clapton might show up.
the perennial rumor.
I think that night they can't have any other dance hall performances because all the musicians are going to be at ACA. That's right.
So anyway, Gerd, this will be happening Thursday and Friday evening. I'm sure tickets are still available.
Yeah, we still have seats available for both shows, Thursday night, Friday night, this week. 7:30 showtime. It's going to be an amazing set of shows. We also use some projection there to reminisce a bit on 25 years of the band. So you see some great imagery and you rediscover things over the years. You may find yourself in some of the shots because, you know, as I've painfully realized, a lot of the shots that have the dancer crowds, you know, honestly, I see, oh, that's me looking particularly unflattering, all sweaty and stuff. But
it can't be looking any more unflattering than me in the early 90s.
I tried.
Well, there's that. But I think it's going to be just a really, you know, it's a special show. I mean, we have a lot of great shows at the ACA, and I know you can see Steve in many venues around here, but this will just be a completely fresh, new, and different experience. And I think everybody should also come together and celebrate, you know, really the quintessential Cajun band in the world at the this time, celebrating 25 years. I think, and, you know, you throw in that guest list on top of it, I mean, it's going to be an incredible set of nights.
Well, I'm really excited about it myself. This is David, because I know that Steve, when he puts his mind to it, can put together a terrific show. It's not going to be a normal Mamu Playboys experience like you're going to see at the dance hall every weekend. This is, he's put a lot of special effort into it. I've seen the lineup, and it's, I'm really excited about it. I think everybody should be.
Well, definitely. And like I said, the tickets are still available. Check out the website, or give them a phone call, or you know, or you can take your chances, possibly show up. But it's going to be an event to remember. Steve Riley, the Mamu Playboys. Tell us a little bit about Steve. I want to play a tune. What did I want to slap off? Yeah, Bon Ev. Now, is that a Sam song? Is that a Sam composition? Or
that is a Sam Broussard composition.
Now, tell us a little bit about bringing Sam into the group. When and how did that happen?
Sam came into the group in the maybe early 2000s.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, he first played with us right after Jimmy died. He helped fill in and fill the gap there. And then Roddy went with us as a band member, and later on we got Sam.
Roddy was a band member for a while?
Oh, yeah.
He was for a few years. You know, we're lucky. We've had it's a great musical community down here. I would put the talent down here up against anyone in the world. We're lucky to have played music with so many of these people, recorded with them, and lucky to have had several in the band at different times. And Sam has been in the band 10 years, maybe a little more, and has contributed some great material. He's one of the greatest guitar players around, and he's still with us, still putting out.
Still will be there. And like I said, once again, just another fine composer who I think is just raising the level of Cajun songwriting just to a new place. Let's listen to the song Bon Ev, Sweet Dream. This is a Sam Broussard tune and title track to that album by Steve Riley and the Mamu Playboys. Sam Broussard tune with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, bringing the level of songwriting to where it's never been before. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys performing a special 25-year anniversary again this Thursday and Friday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Guys, I'm telling you what, Steve, this has been quite a year for you. I remember you were talking to Judith about a week or two ago saying that this, I mean, you've been at it for 25 years, but it only seems to be getting better. You've had an incredible year, haven't you?
It has been a great year. And, you know, just I was thinking on the way over here, the deeper you go into it, the longer you play music and travel and meet new people and play with different people. It just gets richer and richer. And, you know, this year started out with me sitting in with Willie Nelson in Baton Rouge. I ended up meeting his band leader, harmonica player, Mickey Raphael, who loves Cajun accordion. So that's how that happened. And then a month later, won the Grammy with Coubillon. Doesn't get any bigger than that. It's just a huge honor. And
of course, the Grammy had the audacity that they did it on Mardi Gras Day. And so Steve and his buddy Wilson were actually playing a gig at Pat's that night.
Oh, you heard about it that funny. Night. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before, you know, our gig at Pat's. And I think we went on a great tour with the Playboys of Scotland, Shetland, England. And actually, right before that, went on tour with Robert Plant with a little band of Gold. So, and then we did a big 25th anniversary. The show that inspired this show was we played in Rhode Island. We headlined the Saturday night at this festival we've been doing since this band started. And Rhode Island is like our second home in a lot of ways. A lot of, you know, big fans of Louisiana music, strong fan base there. And Steve Earle got up and sang with us. And a lot of the musicians who are going to play this weekend were there playing with their bands, and they were up there with us. It was great. And it was the inspiration for doing this show, bringing it back home and doing it here.
Well, you know, being a Mamou boy myself, you know, couldn't be prouder of you, man, and all of the success you've had and the, like, as I've been kept emphasizing throughout the hour, the levels that you've been bringing Cajun music to. You know, we just hope you keep it up. Any plans for a new record in the near future?
We're working on it. As soon as we finish with this weekend, we're going to get back to work on the next Mamou Playboys record.
Well, it needs to happen soon, man. It's honored to have you and David and Gert in studio today. Again, 25 years of Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys happening this Thursday and Friday night at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, a show that you don't want to miss. We're going to go out with a tune from the Playboys' most recent album, a couple of years back now, and we're going to go out with a great tune, a Steve Riley original. This is Time for Change. Thanks so much, guys, and let's hope we can do another 25 years.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Cecil. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.